Nashville, and we do expect the rain to come back today. About a 70% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Still hot and sunny during the rest of the day, though, with a high in the low 90s and a heat index value as high as 102. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee voters are heading to the polls today for the first day of early voting since the State House changed district boundaries, so they might find different names on their ballots. But the 7th District, which includes parts of North Nashville, was the least changed from redistricting in May. Republican incumbent Matt Van Epps is running unopposed, less than a year after winning a special congressional race for the seat. As for the Democratic primary, WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao explains and gives us a lay of the land.
Before redistricting, veteran and English teacher Joshua Warren Sales had also been running unopposed for the Democratic primary. But then State Representative Vincent Dixie and Nashville businessman Darden Copeland rejoined the race for District 7 after the maps were redrawn. Having lost their primary runs for December's special congressional race to Tennessee Representative Afton Bain. Bain said she chose not to run for re-election after she and her family received death threats for her initial bid, in which she narrowed the gap between her and the Republican winner by nearly a dozen points.
You can find more information on the races and which you'll be voting in online at WPLN.org. The father of a boy who disappeared in Hendersonville more than 2 years ago is now suing the agencies that failed to find him. 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers disappeared from the home where he lived with his mother and stepfather one February night in 2024. It was one of the biggest local news stories at the time. His parents said he had autism and severe intellectual disabilities and that he had never left the house alone before. Officials said the efforts to find him constituted one of the largest-scale missing child hunts in Tennessee history. Now Rogers' father has filed two federal lawsuits against the Sumner County Sheriff's Office and the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. WSMV reports he accuses the agencies of failing his son, both in the way the search was carried out and before the boy's disappearance. Seth Rogers says he was never informed when DCS investigated allegations that his son had been sexually abused or about serious concerns the agency had regarding the boy's home environment. Had he known, Rogers said he would have taken action to have Sebastian live in his home instead. Rogers does not name the boy's mother or stepfather in either suit. In previous press interviews, Mother Katie Proudfoot has described accusations of mistreatment as, quote, deeply painful. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.
It's Morning Edition.